स्वामी श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय हो। इस्कान फाउंडराचार्य श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय हो। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परब्रजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तर दिवाइन श्रीला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रीला हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम सिखाओ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिव सदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिर गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। द्वारका धाम की जय। गंगा मई की जय। जमुना मई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री गौणीताय की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम जी की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की जय। नरसिंह देव भगवान की जय। शिला प्रहलाद महाराज की जय हो। शिला प्रभुपाद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेम ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज। All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamyana Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitamena Bhutale स्वयं रूपकदामयं दधाति स्वपदं वंदेहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादानु सहगणा श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखवितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानु सुहृदय प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पंचकल्पतरुवस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतलाय श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी ग्रामीण नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौराणी पचाय निर्विशेष शून्यवाद पार्श्वपादेशकामिनी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सदाशिव गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 38 The Pandavas retired timely. Swarat Pautram Vinayanam Atmanaha Susamam Gune Toyanivyaha Patim Bhume Abhyasinchat गजावये स्वराट पौत्रं विनयिनां आत्मनः सुसमं गुणे तोयनिव्याः पतिं भूमेर् अभ्यसिंच गजावये स्वराट पौत्रं विनयनम् आत्मनः सुषमं गुणे तोयनिव्यापतिं भूमे अभ्यसिंच गजाव्यये स्वराट पौत्रं विनयनम् आत्मनः सुषमं गुणे तोयनिव्यापतिं भूमे अभ्यसिंच गजाव्यये रिस्पॉन्स Vaishnavis. Swarat, the emperor, Pautram, unto the grandson, Vinayinam, properly trained, Atmanaha, his own self, Susamam, equal in all respects, Gnei, by the qualities, Toya Nivyaha, boarded by the sea, Pati, master, Bhume, of the land, Abhyasincha, enthroned, Ujjave, in the capital of Hastinapur. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, in the capital of Hastinapur, he enthroned his grandson, who was trained and equally qualified as the emperor and master of all the land bordered by the sea. Purport. The total land on the earth bordered by the sea was under subjugation of the king of Hastinapur. Maharaj Yudhishthira trained his grandson Maharaj Parikshit, who was equally qualified in state administration in terms of the king's obligation to the citizens. Thus, Parikshit was enthroned on the seat of Maharaj Yudhishthira prior to his departure back to Godhead. Concerning Maharaj Parikshit, the specific word used, Vinayinam, is significant. Why was the king of Hastinapur, at least till the time of Maharaj Parikshit, accepted as the emperor of the world? The only reason is that the people of the world were very happy because of the good administration of the emperor. The happiness of the citizens was due to the ample production of natural produce, such as grains, fruits, milk, herbs, valuable stones, minerals and everything that the people needed. They were even free from all bodily miseries, anxiety of mind, disturbances caused by natural phenomena, other living beings and COVID. Because everyone was happy in all respects, there was no resentment. Although there were sometimes battles between the state kings for political reasons and supremacy, everyone was trained to attain the highest goal of life, and therefore the people were also enlightened, enough not to quarrel over trivialities. The influence of the age of Kali gradually infiltrated the good qualities of both the kings and the citizens, and therefore a tense situation developed between the ruler and the ruled. But still, even in this age of disparity between the ruler and the ruled, there can be spiritual emolument and God consciousness. That is a special prerogative. Hare Krishna. So, the word Swarat, emperor, means emperor of not just little India, present India, little India, little land. Emperor means emperor of the whole world. See. Pautram, grandson. Parikshit is the grandson of King Yudhishthira. Son of Putra, Abhimanyu, who is the son of Arjun, so he is a Parikshit, well qualified. Parikshit Maharaj is a grandson. Then, of course, Vinayinam properly, and Su-samaha, equal to all respect. Be su-samaha means he was, sama means equal. So he was equal in qualities, but su-sama means he was more than equal to the qualities of Maharaj. More than equal. Equal to who? To Yudhishthira Maharaj. And then, then land, the emperor and the master of land bordered by the sea, and Hastinapur. Hasti means elephant. So at that time kings had the elephants, cows, horses. Srila Prabhupada was giving the class and he said, in Pune in India, he said even 10 years ago, when they used to have the market, in the market they sell the cows and the bulls and the horses and even elephants. But now, he said, it's gone. Now they are selling the tin cars. And they are so expensive that nobody can buy it. So he said, instead of Hastinapur, it was Motor Carpur. And then he said that the modern history says that 1500 or 3000 years. Maximum they go up to 3000 years, modern people of the scientists, whoever they are. But here Maharaj Parikshit was 5000 years ago. So. And the Vedic culture, not just the 5000 years ago, but thousands, millions and millions of years ago, what happened, Vedic culture, Vedic, the Srimad Bhagavatam gives the history, it gives the history of everything. So he said this modern, we discover America, but America was already there. It's not discovered, it was already there. And here is mentioned about the master of all lands bordered by the sea means Jambudvi. Means Jambudvi, in the Jambudvi is like a round donut, round. And in Jambudvi, in the middle is the Mount Meru, big mountain. And in East in the Jambudvi there are nine verses. And one of them is the Bharat Varsha in the corner. And Bharat Varsha has a Himalayas. Big Himalayas. Then there is another Varsha. Another side of the Mount Meru's meter, there is another side, there is another Varsha. So there are nine Varshas. You know. And kings were ruling these worships. And then Jambudvipa is covered by the, here is mentioned by the sea, means salt ocean. And then after this salt ocean, there is a land and there is another dvip. Then there is an ocean of the milk, ocean of the liquor, different ocean. And then is another dvipa. So like there are seven dvipas. I'm not good at this, but I somehow or other found out. So there is a seven dvipas all around, different, and people can, you know. So the Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling this whole, either he was ruling the whole Jambudvipa, or he was ruling this Hastinapur, Bharat Varsha, which means whole planet was Bharat Varsha. And Hastinapur was the main place. In Hastinapur means there were the kings that had elephants. So Mara, we are hearing in the previous verses that the Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was, you know, Battle of Kurukshetra started between Pandavas and Kauravas, right? And they are coming in the, these royal kings are coming in the line of Vaivaswat Manu. All these royal kings. That proves it. So, Vaivaswat Manu and his descendants, they were empowered personalities. Because they were worshipper of the Lord, Bhagavata. Mahabhagavata, they were. See? They are worshipper of the Lord, and this, the Pandavas and Kauravas, which is the Dhritarashtra and his sons, they were also in the royal. But the point, the problem was that the Dhritarashtra and his sons, they didn't have good qualities. They were greedy. They were greedy for the to get the post. See. And the Yudhishthir Maharaj and his Pandavas, they were not even interested in ruling the kingdom. But Krishna said, no, you have to rule the kingdom. See? So battle of Kurukshetra was between the, in the same family, between the brothers. See? And of course, Krishna was on the Pandava's side, and Yudhishthir Maharaj was, and Pandavas won the kingdom, and the Yudhishthir Maharaj was enthroned as a king. And he ruled the kingdom very happily. And we have read in previously there was something mentioned in the previous chapter we read about Yudhishthir Maharaj in 12th chapter 1:12:6 let's read that. Here. O Brahmanas, the opulence of the king, this is the king Yudhishthir Maharaj, was so enchanting that the denizens of heaven aspired for it. But because he was absorbed in the service of the Lord, nothing could satisfy him except the Lord's service. Means this emperor, they were independent. But the point was that they were Krishna conscious. Bhakti was there. And because bhakti was there, the Varnasram system was there, the king had to establish Varnasram system. But Varnasram system was with bhakti. Krishna was. There were two qualifications were required to have the king to be emperor. One, he has to be a devotee of the Lord, means accept this supreme personality of Godhead. And second, as a kshatriya, he has the qualities of a kshatriya. If he's a brahmana, then he is also the worship, he is a devotee of the Lord. And at the same time, he has the qualities of the Brahmanas. Same as the Vaishyas and same as the Sudras. Means they all are devotees of the Lord. Means bhakti is there. Without the bhakti, there is no question of Varnasram system. So because at that time, during Maharaj Yudhishthir's time, the bhakti, the Lord, the king, as we hear, as we listen, as we read here, he was absorbed just in worshipping the Lord. And because he was absorbed, and here Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, that the happiness of the citizens was due to ample production of natural produce such as grains, fruits, milk, herbs, valuable stones, minerals, and everything that people needed. So everything was earth was producing abundantly. Cows were giving the milk. Cows were giving so much milk that all the earth will be wet with milk. And rain would only at the night time. Because the nature was cooperating. So that was the situation with Maharaj Parikshit. Yudhishthir Maharaj. So when he is looking for someone, he is looking for someone who is equal to him in the qualification. Right? And of course, Parikshit was the grandson, and he was only left in the dynasty. So Parikshit, but at the same time, it's not because he was only left, he has to put him on the throne. No, because he was equally qualified. Here is his mention. Right? Su samam gunai. Samam means equal, and su, greater even, more gunai with the qualities. So he had qualities which were higher, which were equal. So Yudhishthira Maharaj had to enthrone him. And abhya sinchad. Abhya sinchad means abhishek. Sinchar, sprinkle water. Just like we do the abhishek, Janmashtami is coming up. We do the abhishek of Krishna, right? So similarly, when the king is enthroned, they do the abhishek. And they bring the water from all different rivers, from all different oceans, all different rivers. I think we had done that in Srila Prabhupada's centennial in 96, isn't it? We had got water. Devotees had gone all the way up to the Himalayas, all different places. And they had gotten the water from all different rivers. Sahasra Java. And Srila Prabhupada was bathing in that, in Mayapur. In different temples, anyhow. So here Maharaj Parikshit was also enthroned by this Abhishek. Yudhishthira Maharaj ruled the kingdom, but then he had sent Arjun, we read in the previous verses, right? Previous chapter. Arjun had gone, he had sent Arjun, and Arjun was, Arjun didn't come for a while, didn't return. So Yudhishthira was already seeing the bad omens, inauspicious. Something is happening here. And interesting that Arjun is gone. Yudhishthira Maharaj is in anxiety because why the Arjun hasn't returned? And he had the Bhima is waiting outside the Arjun, waiting outside of his kingdom. Waiting for Arjun to return. So it is mentioned in Mahabharata. So while Bhima was waiting outside, one man approached him. And he said, I need a help, I'm in trouble, I need a help. So Bhima big. So he said, what's the trouble? He said that I have protected my crops with the fence. But the fence is eating up all my crops. So Bhima said, what? Pants is eating up your crops? Said, yes, yes, you see, yes. That is, Bhima said, I've never heard of this. I think you go to speak with Yudhishthir. Go inside, speak with Yudhishthir. So then men went. Then another man arrived. Another man is saying that something weird is happening. I have never seen this. Bhima said, what happened? He said, I had a big pot of water, a big pot, and my pot is filled with water, and I tried to, this water from the big pot, I put it in the four different pots. But then from the four different pots, when I put this water back in the big pot, it's only half filled. Bhima said, did you spare the water? No. It is. That's what happened. I'm telling you. It's half filled. What happened to the rest of the water? I don't know what happened. Bhima said, this is weird. There's a second person coming like this. Go talk with Yudhishthira Maharaj. Go inside the palace. Talk to him. So then the third person arrived. And third person is saying that it is weird. See, what is it now? What do you want? He said, I passed the elephant through the needle. What do you call the needle? Am I right? Eye of a needle. Big elephant I passed through, eye of a needle. But I couldn't pass the elephant's pooch, what do you call it? Tail. I couldn't pass the elephant's tail from this eye of a needle. So, he must say, what? You pass the whole elephant? And you cannot pass the tail, pooch. This is a weird thing is happening here. Go to Yudhishthira, talk to him, he is the emperor, talk to him. Bhima is saying, what is happening here? Can't understand. So then another person came in, fourth one. And the fourth one is saying, I have this big thread and there is a big mountain near me, and with the thread I can move the whole big mountain. And I said, what? Just with the thread you can move the mountain? So yeah, I did it. Go to this Maharaj, talk to him, he's the emperor. So he sent all four of them in the palace to talk to the Maharaj. And Bhima is waiting, then all these four people didn't come, didn't return. What happened? So Bhima went inside and said to Yudhishthira, did that four people talk to you? He said, which four people? Nobody came here. Said, yeah, come on, tell me something, what does this mean? Yudhishthira, please tell me, what does this mean? So, Yudhishthira said, it was Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga had come. But tell me, what does that mean? Bhuma want to know from this. Tell me, what does it mean? What does it mean? He said the the first man came and he said that pants is eating the crop. Means that the pickings and the parents who suppose and the government is supposed to protect, they themselves will devour. He said, they will destroy the citizens. And that's what happened. The royal dynasty in the succession was going on, right? Up to the Maharaj Parikshit. And in the Maharaj Parikshit's kingdom, the Kali entered. But Maharaj Parikshit was so powerful that he didn't allow the Kali enter. He did not allow. But then Maharaj Parikshit was also very kind. So he gave a place to Kali to stay. And that is in the gold. Right? No? Supal who hold the gold. He allowed them. Because he was kind. And so after that he started to dwindle this kings, and then it started the voting system by the votes. Democracy. So but then whatever the second one, he said the fill up water pot, big water pot filled and transfer into four parts, and then from the four parts transfer the water into big pot and only half. So he said that what it means is that father will take care of the four or five sons, but the four or five sons will not take care of the parents. And they will put them in modern so-called nursing homes. So in the first one, father will not take care, parents will not take care, kings will not take care. In the second one, children will not take care of the parents. Right? Then the third one, but what about the third one, he said? Third one, he said, passing the needle, pass the whole elephant, and can pass the tail of the elephant? He said, yeah, that means the big criminals will escape. Big criminals who pay no taxes, they will escape. But the small one who just make a little bit mistake, little bit, and they'll be punished. And that's happening, isn't it? Big criminals are good. You know, bribe the judge or whatever. Sorry? Justice. Pay the money and you win the justice. See, people are looking for the justice. They look for the truth, justice and dharma. People look for that. But then what about the fourth one? He said, Bhima said, what is the fourth one? Fourth one is said that it is said that the thread of the holy name will move the big mountains. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here in the end of the purport. Say, what is said here? There can be a spiritual and Emulement. What is emulement? Emulement means. Vanity. Yeah. And God consciousness. That is a special prerogative. So holy name can mountain, calling can move the big mountains. And that's what Srila Prabhupada gave holy name. Why would Srila Prabhupada go in the San Francisco in Avalon, where there was a hardcore music was going on, bum, 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 bum. Right? Why would he go there? People were smoking and drinking and half naked and who knows. Why did he go there? Because he knew that I have come here to give the holy name to this all these fallen jaga and madaris. So, that's what Srila Prabhupada did. So Maharaj Parikshit finally he also disappear, right? Because of the curse of the Brahman. Then the sages were saying, what is left? Because when Krishna lives, he takes dharma with him. So what is after that? Right? Krishna left, all Pandavas left, Parikshit left. What is left for the dharma? How can we for the dharma? But Parikshit did one thing. He had the Sukadev Goswami. Parikshit asked question, what is the man supposed to do? Who is man who knows he's gonna leave his body, what is to do? And that was the question answered by Sukadev Goswami in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is bhakti. It's not completely Varnasam system. Yeah, in the third canto and 11th canto, Varnasam system is written. But this Varnasam system is a Daivi Varnasam. Without bhakti, there is no Varnasam. It is Asurik Varnasam system. If there is no bhakti, if there is no connection with the Lord, then it's Asurik Varnasam system. So even the Karma Mishra Bhakti, Gyan Mishra Bhakti, all this, Karma Mishra Bhakti where people are interested in going to heaven, in the Gyan Mishra Bhakti people are interested going to merge into effulgence, right? But they also have to worship Lord. Without the mercy of the Lord, they cannot get that. Even to get the liberation, they have to have the mercy of the Lord, means they have to have bhakti. And that's why you can see in India, many people, many big impersonators, they have a nice big temple and they worship. They have beautiful, nice temples. Impersonalist. They have to worship the Lord because they know that they don't worship the Lord, there'll be no mercy. Then the question might be arising, wait a minute, but if they're worshipping the Lord, why they are not becoming devotee of the Lord? Why not prema? Because in the liberation, in the mukti, they see the peace there. And they are looking for a peace, jnanis. They are disgusted with this material world, right? They're looking for a peace. So they get a peace and they are happy. They think they are okay. But still they have to worship. But if they continue worshipping the Lord, then ultimately they can become devotees of the Lord. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the devotee is one interested in the pure bhakti. Means devotee is interested in the prema, establishing loving relationship with the Lord. So here Maharaj Parikshit, he is well qualified. Well qualified. So now Yudhishthira Maharaj is enthroned. He's enthroned. He'll be the king. And the for Kali Yuga is the Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of Sankirtan. Is the process to continue the our religion and go back home back to Godhead. Okay, any questions and comments? Yes, Shesha Prabhu. That's what I'm see that is not clear here.
In the fifth canto,
it says Jambudvip. Okay, so that means he was a king, he was emperor of all the nine verses. And that's why Arjuna was able to go on different verses to get the gold. Is that right? For when Yudhishthira Maharaj had to perform the Rajasuya Yajna, they required so much gold. See here. Now if you have a question, yes.
This is difficult, but I have a comment too, so I don't know if it's a stupid comment. Okay, so the comment is Jambudvip, when I read in Mahabharata, Jambudvip seems to be Asia, because Arjuna went to the northern direction, Bhima went to the east, Nakula went to the west and Sahadeva went to the south. And that was the end. The description seems to be Asia. Bharatakarsh is Indian from the other Puranas. Many other Puranas, India is Bharatakarsh. Maybe Pakistan, Cuba.
Whole planet was Bharatvarsha.
Sometimes they call it whole planet Bharat.
Sometimes. Srila Prabhupada has already said a couple times in the lecture.
Yeah, but if you read a few verses later, you see Prabhupada says Bharatvarsha. So my question now is, how do you allow Kali to be with gold? And I notice devotees give in gold, but I don't know if Prabhupada said anything about that. That's my question, if you are aware of that.
Devotees what? Dealing with the gold?
Yes, sometimes.
Well, that's here to what CBC is sitting next to ask them. I cannot answer that question as far as the gold.
Doesn't it just be like currency?
Gold is a currency, yes.
Yeah,
well, gold is the gold. We know that the government, I mean, I don't know how this American government is, I have no idea. They just keep printing the dollars like anything. But I mean, the government has the amount of gold the government has. On that basis, they print, as far as my understanding. But the point is that the gold is also, gold is like a, compared with a yellow stool, you know. And the gold also gives the when you have gold, you become more greedy. Become greedy, you know. And it also gives the lust and greed and all this. Of course, currency, but this is for the devotees I'm talking about. You know, devotees are very careful. Should be careful as far as I'm concerned to be not deal with this gold situation. And particularly, of course, you know, there was Indians. Indians love gold. I'm telling you. And here in United States, big gundas, what do you call them? Mafias. Not mafias, but besides that, who break into houses.
Burglars.
Who?
Burglars.
Thieves. They actually goes in the Indians' houses. You know that? Right, Madhavan? Yeah, because they know that Indians have a gold. So you all Indians who are here, be careful. Of course, you know, ladies are happy if they are given the bangles and the nice saris. But these days bangles are, you know, instead of gold, we have to give you plastic. You have to be happy with it.
Isn't it about hoarding the...
Yes, hoarding the gold.
And
but
like somebody was saying, currency is like hoarding money.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. Okay, are we done or you have a question? You both can talk individually if you like, if you don't have any comments. Okay, so we should gamble either gold or even lottery ticket. So where is the question of gold? We can't even buy lottery ticket. So it's over. No gambling. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Bye.